Rock36. You can follow us on the Twitter page at @Mega_Hour, and James does dabble with the Facebook page. Listen to this podcast will expand your knowledge of sports, sex, pro wrestling, and NFL draft. Justin Fields, hello. And everything else in between. J-Rock, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good.
You doing good?
Yeah, that's a rocky intro, man. You okay?
I go blank sometimes. Like, we start the show, I get like nervous. I'm like, and then J-Rock, and then James J-Rock 36, and then I'm just like, oh god, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm doing all right, man. I was enjoying this weekend. What about you?
Yeah, it's been cool. I umpired a few baseball games today. My kids had baseball games today. Kind of sitting out on my patio right now, drinking wine.
Yeah, you know. I can hear the wind. The wind is in effect again.
Yeah, but you say that, but then like when the podcast plays back, like it's, I can't even tell it's there. You know?
No, not at all. Like it's there, bro. Like all that wind is just like right now, it's just everywhere.
It is?
Yeah. Did you move in your house? Why can't you go inside your house and do a show for once?
Because I feel like I don't deserve to do the show from a house. I'm not doing it from my grandparents' basement now, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
J-Rock.
There's birds chirping. There's wind. There's just everything, man. Get inside.
But if I get inside, then I can't feel the wind.
Man, get a fan, bro. Buy a fan. Do they sell them Iowa anywhere?
I do have a fan.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I do have a fan. Okay. So, J-Rock, you got a nice promotion at work, right?
Yeah. I got bumped up. So, that's pretty good, I guess.
It's good. Yeah, you're right. It's good. So what does that mean for the show?
It means you keep your filthy mouth shut for a little while and don't go all too live crew on me.
Don't go all too live crew on you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. So the bosses are listening to our show.
No, I don't think so, but you know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Okay. Do they know about our show?
I don't know. I mean, people can always Google your name and, you know, stuff pops up. So.
Right. I just wondered if they would have Googled your name before they made you like the big boss. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not a big boss, but you know,
don't sell yourself short.
Well, no, if it's ever a situation where I move up more, then it's probably going to be no more podcasts for James. There's probably going to be no more podcasts, bro. I'm going to delete like the whole library and everything, the catalog.
I'm just going to do the podcast by myself?
No, you're going to have to buy me out like Vince bought out WCW and get the archives.
$2 million for WCW.
Yeah, I would sell the archives for $12,000.
Oh, the archives of WCW is priceless.
No, I'm talking about the Mega Hour Archive.
The Mega. I wonder what episode would go for the most.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Probably the one with Georgia in it. I don't know.
That's the most popular one. So
yeah. Maybe. So yeah. So last couple weeks, let's see what's happened. I haven't gotten punched in the nuts.
It's amazing.
I know. I guess it's been fairly boring. Fairly boring for me. I don't know what else to say. Nothing much going on. Cinco de Mayo weekend. Are you gonna celebrate with a cerveza or a Corona or anything like that?
Maybe. I don't really do that.
You don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
I mean, I do like on like Tuesdays.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Yeah.
Taco Tuesday. I gotcha. Okay. Have you been watching? Have you watched any of the new Dark Side of the Ring?
That is on my list to watch.
Okay, I haven't watched any of it yet. So good. I'm glad you haven't watched it yet.
You've only watched like one episode of Dark Side of the Ring.
No. I've watched all of them.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Yeah. And like I was putting off the I can't remember his name. Black guy, he stabbed a guy. What's his name?
New Jack.
I was putting that episode off for some reason. Sorry.
Right.
Because I just didn't think it would be interesting because I wasn't much of an ECW fan and blah blah blah, but holy shit. That if I was to like recommend any episode of, you know, the Dark Side of the Ring, I would recommend that one to watch. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it seems crazy, but I like all of them. The Von Erich ones, I like that one too.
Von Erichs is such a tragic story, you know.
Well, I was a fan of the Von Erichs growing up as a kid, so yeah, it's a tragic story, but it's told very well by Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look. I have to watch the new episode of this thing. It's the Brian Pillman episode.
Yeah, the Brian Pillman episode. That'll be interesting. Go ahead, sorry.
A&E is doing biographies of wrestlers now. So I have two of them I got to watch on that. The Stone Cold one and the Rowdy Piper.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the highlight yet, but I haven't seen it yet. But Vince McMahon kind of tries to ad-lib a joke about talking to Roddy Piper on the phone,
right,
and saying something about Roddy being in hell and stuff like that, and that Roddy's saving a place for him in hell, and he kind of hangs up and he's like, oh, I'm just kidding, Roddy's not really in hell, like, and they aired it, I guess. It's like, ugh, that's kind of cringy. I know, like, Vince McMahon's a big deal and all that stuff, and he thought he was being funny, but ugh, I don't know about that.
Oh, that's your creepy daddy. So
it's not a creepy daddy. I have my own creepy daddy.
That's your creepy daddy. So they're doing a Macho Man one Sunday or Monday. That'll be the third one for them.
Okay. The Macho Man one should be good. My uncle almost got in a fight with Macho Man Randy Savage at the Moline Airport.
Well, I'm glad he didn't.
I wish he would have, because I know Macho Man would have kicked the shit out of him.
Yeah, he was a wild card, man. You didn't want to get in his way.
No, yeah, he didn't. And there was something. Oh man, there was something. There was something that I heard a story about Macho Man that somebody else was wearing like a hat or a crown or something like that. Oh my god! And the story is going nowhere because I can't remember. And he got all upset because he was the Macho. No, it was Jeff Jarrett. I'm sorry. When Jeff Jarrett came into WWE, I think like for the first time, and he was wearing a cowboy hat. Macho Man, you know, Macho Man always wore a cowboy hat. He was so pissed off at everybody that let Jeff Jarrett go out there with a cowboy hat on, because that was his gimmick, the cowboy hat.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, his gimmick just wasn't the cowboy hat. He had like a whole flamboyant, you know, attire.
I don't think of Macho Man Randy Savage and think, oh, he wore a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I don't have any, you know, any of his action figures or whatever. He does not wear a cowboy hat.
I know. I mean, I know he did, but it was just kind of like, I don't associate cowboy hats with Macho Man. I do with Jim Ross. That's like, I barely even do that with Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. So, J-Rock got a great new job. He celebrated with probably 16,000 carbs in one day.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Possibly. Right? I didn't, you know, I'm not counting carbs right now, so. Sky's the limit when it comes to that.
Was it pizza, and I saw a bunch of, like, pies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like a bunch of, you know, turnover pies or whatever. Yeah. But it wasn't like a little Debbie apple, you know, pie. It was, this thing is like a banging. It's like the creme de la creme of, like, the turnover pies, bro.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh my God, like, how many did you eat?
Well, I don't know. I didn't eat them all that day. Come on now. But it was like two for a dollar. You can't pass that up.
The best
flavors are Boston cream and strawberry and cream. That's the best flavors.
Boston cream. I used to eat Boston cream pie. It was so good.
Yeah, good.
So I've been doing that fasting thing that
all the kids are doing.
Yes. I'll be honest with you. When I wake up in the morning, which is about 5 a.m, I have a Quest protein shake, right? And then I'm not eating anything, but that's the only thing I have until 3 o'clock. And, you know, between 3 and 8, I can eat basically whatever I want. So, I've really branched out recently. I went to a place the other day and I had cheese curds, fried cheese curds dipped in raspberry sauce. Completely rocked my world. And then I had some sort of cheesecake.
Right.
And like, I feel like weird eating this. Okay.
You get a sugar high?
I was like, I took one bite. I was like, oh my God, like this is amazing. But you know, the problem is like I gotta make it from 5 o'clock in the morning till 3 p.m. without eating anything. I mean, I drink a bunch of water, I drink coffee throughout the day, but like it starts around like 10:30, you know. I'm like, oh my God, I want to eat some food. But you know, seems to be working well. I haven't stepped on a scale or anything like that to see if I've lost weight, because that's not like I'm not trying to like lose weight per se, but it's just kind of like a, I don't know, it's kind of like a mind over matter thing, like a discipline thing, you know what I mean? Oh, I just hung up on somebody that called the show. I'm sorry.
Oh geez.
I'm so sorry, whoever that was. Let me see. I'm sorry. Oh God, who was that? LaGrange, Illinois. Oh my God, I think I know who this is. Hold on, let's see. It might be
your dad.
Hello.
Hey, who the heck is this? You called the Mega Power Hour show and I accidentally hung up on you.
Oh, you bastard. This is Jeff Bartlett.
Jeff Bartlett? How the hell are you, my man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay, I was kind of wondering, like, you weren't posting a pic of the stuff that you won for the Mega Power Hour.
Yeah, no, I just did this morning.
Okay, well, good deal. So, what's on your mind, my man?
No, I just want to talk draft for a minute or two.
Let's do it. The Chicago Bears. You know, we have a Jeff. Like, long story short, we have a lot of listeners that aren't Bears fan, aren't really football fans, but. James said something perfect today, like fuck it. It's our show. Let's just talk about it for a little bit and they can just survive.
I mean, when I was on your show a little over a year ago, I mean, we talked maybe only for a few minutes and that was fine by me.
Yeah, man. So what do you think about Justin Fields?
Still, leading up to the draft, I thought it was a pipe dream that they would be able to get him. I still can't believe they actually got him, but they did it.
They did it. J-Rock, can you say hi to Jeff?
Hey, Jeff, what's going on, man?
I'm good. J-Rock, how are you?
I'm doing good. I thought we had a pretty good draft.
Oh yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And you know what? You know how we know we made it, J-Rock, is that we have another phone call coming in now. But we're going to keep Jeff on the line for right now.
Okay.
Let me just say this about Justin Fields, is that I just automatically think, because I'm so traumatized by Bears quarterback situation, is that he's going to suck. That's just like, I can't legitimately put my mind to it that this guy is going to bring us to superstar level Super Bowl stuff. What do you think? What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, but can you imagine the very first interception Andy Dalton throws at Soldier Field, how loud those boos will be?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel bad for Andy Dalton right now because, every incompletion, it's going to be booed. You know, the first three and out, it's going to be like, put Fields in, come on, let's do it. And I'll probably be one of those guys.
If he lights it up in preseason, I say fuck it, let him start week one. Even though I don't think they're gonna go that route though.
I mean, just like the Russell Wilson situation, they signed that quarterback from Green Bay. Remember, for his huge contract,
Matt Flynn.
Yeah, Matt Flynn. Thank you. And Russell Wilson just like blew their minds and like, well, we gotta start him, and that was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing is, like, I hope they don't do it. I hope they're just not like, we're starting Andy Dalton. I don't care what happens. This is our starter. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so what do you think about the other picks?
The tackles?
Yep.
Well, Tevin Jenkins is ready to start from day one, I say you start him over Jermaine Ifedi. Ifedi's a nice depth piece to have, but not a long-term answer at that position.
You're right. You're exactly right. He is a nice depth chart guy. Right?
Yep.
Yep. So, he's the second-round pick we had, right?
Yep.
You know what's funny? It's like, he has got like a massive body, but he looks like his face looks like he's 2 years old. You know, it's kind of weird.
He would rip your head off, bro.
I honestly know that, but I'd be like, I'm getting my head ripped off by a 2 year old.
Yeah, no one's going near Justin Fields with that guy around.
No, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, and then the offensive lineman they drafted in the fifth round allowed a 0% quarterback pressure rate last season.
I was, it's like the Bears have, I was so disconnected from the Bears, and I think a lot of fans were, you know, and then like this draft is just like reignited that, oh my God, we have a chance of doing something now.
You know, when you're having a winning season and when you're going on, if you go on a run in the playoffs, you don't want the season to end.
Right.
When you're garbage, you can't wait for it to end.
Right. Yep, you are 100% right. J-Rock, you got anything to add to this draft talk with my friend Jeff Bartlett? Jeff at Jeff Bartlett 85, by the way. Give him a follow.
Yeah. I can't believe Fields failed to 11. I thought for sure that the Panthers were going to get him at 8, and you know, because of Darnold, but they obviously love Darnold and they think he's going to be legit, which, you know, good luck with that. But I don't know why he failed. The past two seasons it was Trevor Lawrence 1A and then Justin Fields 1B, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so Zach Wilson gets in the second pick slot, and on game days on college football Saturdays, Are you taking Justin Fields or are you taking Zach Wilson to win a game?
Oh, give me Justin Fields all the way. Wasn't Justin Fields in a tougher conference?
Yeah. And also, with Trey Lance, are you going to take Justin Fields or Trey Lance? You're going to take Justin Fields
I've been on Twitter saying that I thought John Lynch should be fired in San Francisco for passing on Justin Fields.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it plays out in retrospect. But, I can think of a couple reasons why he was slid, but they're not legitimate. They're false narratives. One, because, you know, he played for Ohio State and their quarterbacks don't do all that great in the pros, maybe. And then the second one is like the elephant in the room. He's a, you know, African-American quarterback. That's the only reason why he failed at 11.
He's African-American?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Why did he fall? Why did he fall to 11?
I don't think that's true. I mean, Cam Newton went number one. Who's the quarterback for the Saints now? He went number one. What's his name?
Winston.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, Jameis Winston. I don't think that.
Yeah, but look at the crop of the quarterbacks that were in that class, though. You know, you didn't have – who else was in the QB class with Cam? He was just in there all by himself.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was a long time ago. But, I know.
Yeah, you mean to tell me Zach Wilson is better than Justin Fields?
Absolutely not.
No, he's not.
You're right. So – anyway, so our Bears fandom love has been renewed. I mean, to say, like, right? Like, we are excited for the season now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Jeff, you're excited now.
I wish training camp started tomorrow.
I know, right? That'd be so amazing. Are you guys going to buy a Justin Fields jersey?
I already did.
Are you serious? You did?
I did.
Good job.
It's not going to arrive until July because they probably got to print them all out. But yes, I did buy one.
Wow. Good job, Jeff. J-Rock, you going to buy a Justin Fields jersey?
Well, here's the thing is that our good friend Mark owes me and Oscar jerseys because he's been saying it the whole time that we wouldn't get a quarterback in this draft and we wouldn't trade up to get a quarterback.
You know, we're going to call Mark back. He tried calling in. So you're going to get we'll get the info so you can get him so he can get you that jersey.
I don't want a jersey from Mark, bro. I was just kind of joking with him. He's like, I'll bet you, Jay-Z, I'll pay you up. And I was like, no, man, don't worry about it.
I had a feeling we were going to get a quarterback in this draft. I just wasn't going to bank on it being Justin Fields.
I was sure it was going to be Mac Jones for whatever reason. I was just like, it's going to be Mac Jones.
Best case scenario, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah,
and I was not going to be excited about that, by the way.
I would have hung myself if we traded up for Mac Jones.
You would have hung yourself. That's the world.
I would not be overhyped if it was Mac Jones. I would have been okay with it, but definitely not overhyped.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yep. So... All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for calling in and talking draft.
All right.
You got anything else?
Appreciate it.
You got anything else to add, buddy?
Just have, as I leave, make sure you two have an all elite show.
Jeff Bartlett, goodbye. Bye to you, good sir. Boom, he's gone.
Hater.
Yeah. Should I call Mark back?
Well, hold on. Let me say a couple things and we call Mark back. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm really like, this is hopeful. I'm really excited now since we got, you know, a quarterback, there's excitement in the air. Mm-hmm. He's a winner. I know. I mean, he's a legit winner.
Yeah.
He's a big prototype quarterback. He can run a 4-4. He's got a strong arm and they're building this massive line to protect him in the future.
God, I can't even imagine like having us like he's a Deshaun Watson type quarterback, right?
Yeah, basically.
Good God.
You know, the Bears are finally trying to, you know, adapt to a modern NFL offense. It's only took them 100 years to do it, but I think we're almost there.
Is this the first black quarterback the Bears have drafted?
In the first round, yeah.
Oh, it's in the first round. Yeah, I was going to say, because we had Henry Burris.
No. They drafted Vince Evans, like, way back.
Oh, okay, now. Vince Evans, okay.
Yeah, I don't think he was a first rounder, but Justin Fields is the first rounder. And we drafted a Tar Heel, which I was excited about. Daz Newsom, welcome to the club.
That's the thing is, like, oh, my God. It was, like, people that, like, I expect you to know about Daz Newsom, right? But, like, there's other people like, oh, he runs this, he does this well, he does that well. It's like, how the hell do you know that? Like, right away, the Bears announced, they're like, oh, this guy does this, 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 this. Like, I don't know how people, like, keep track of obscure players from North Carolina.
Well, not obscure, bro. They're kind of, like, on the crust of, you know, being a, you know, upper echelon type of program right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the brink. That's right there. The arrow's pointing up.
Well, I mean, I hope so.
There's a beat writer that he's a beat writer for the Bears, and he went to UNC, so he's got some inside tracks on stuff.
So this Daz Newsom, like, is he going to see the field? I mean, Riley Ridley can't see the field. Is Daz Newsom going to see the field?
I mean, like, honestly, like, he can. You know, what are they going to do with Miller? I think this is just and he can play special teams too, and then we got a running back, from Vitek.
Yeah, I guess he's pretty good too.
Yeah, they seem like they're just loading up on offense. And, you know, they're gonna let Fields take the helm soon. It'll be sometime this year because Dalton's just gonna suck, and we know he's gonna suck.
Yeah, you know, I you remember what the Bengals did with Carson Palmer? They let what's his face play the entire year. John Kitna.
Yeah,
and then the next year, no, then John Kitna had a good year. I hope Andy Dalton has a good year with the Bears, and then no matter what, it's just the next year is just Justin Fields' turn. You know what I mean?
And on top of the cherry on top of all this is that Aaron Rodgers is threatening to retire or just leave Green Bay and not play there anymore.
I like my wettest dream would come true if that happened.
Well, I said when did all this drama start, like before the draft, I think he tried to steal the thunder of the draft. But I was just like, I don't care who he drafted. If he retires, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he leaves Green Bay, that's a win.
Yeah, please retire, Aaron Rodgers. The Packers don't appreciate you, so let's do this. Retire.
He's like he's way worse than Brett Favre was when it comes to, you know, holding the team hostage over stuff. I kind of get where he's at. Like, they weren't trying to add anything to help him out, you know?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to be, you know, mad about it. But I don't know. I mean, that would be great because Packer fans need to endure crappy quarterback play for, like, a decade or two.
Yeah, they're due.
Yeah, they're due for it. You can't – you're not going to hit on a third straight franchise quarterback. Here's just you got lucky with two.
That's the thing. It's like, that's just like the Bears drafting a quarterback. I automatically think that the Bears drafting a quarterback, that means he sucks. And that means that the Packers drafted Jordan Love, that automatically thinks he's going to be great.
Right. I don't know. I'm hopeful. This draft looks really good on paper. And I know they gave up picks and this and that. But if you come away with a stud tackle and a franchise quarterback, it's just well worth it. So. Right. All the rest of the stuff in this draft is just all gravy.
Yep. You're right.
So they pulled me back in. So that's good.
They did. That is good. Do you want me to try to give Mark a call back?
Yeah, call Mark back.
He's going to be like, what the fuck? Okay.
I betted Oscar and J-Rock for jerseys. And now
right. Here we go. Let's see.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mark?
It is Mark, yes.
Hello, Mark. This is the Mega Power Hour featuring the Captain and J-Rock Show. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks, guys.
You know, we couldn't take your call the first time because we had another phone call. So as soon as we got off that call, we talked a little about the phone call, and we called our great buddy Mark back.
Okay, well, I don't care what they say. You two are absolute gentlemen for that.
Of course we're gentlemen. So, Mark, what is on your mind, sir?
I wanted to apologize for my awful internet the last time I was on the show and how it kept coming out. I never got a chance to call to apologize for it.
Oh, Mark, that's stuff beyond your control, and it's okay, buddy.
I know, but I was having such a great time, and it kept cutting out, and I was devastated.
Oh, Mark, don't be devastated, buddy. You're gonna be a guest on the show again, so like, it's not like that ruined your chances of being a guest again. You're gonna be on our show again.
Well, Pew, that's a relief.
Yeah, we love you, so it's there we go. So I haven't talked to you in a while. I've talked to you on Twitter before after you troll everything I say.
Me a troll? Surely not.
So you watched WrestleMania. What did you think of it?
Wow. I enjoyed a few of the matches, and I enjoyed the main event on night one. Yep. I enjoyed the Shane O'Mike match.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I thought that was a good match. I enjoyed the match with Kevin Owens. I thought that was a good match.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the Bunny match. I've been taking the piss out of him, but I've got no right to. That kid wrestled his heart out.
Yeah, Bad Bunny. I think he surprised literally everybody.
And before we go any further, can I do my impression of Bad Bunny?
Of course.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
That captain, he's so stupid. I've been working on that for weeks.
Oh my god, that was great. Hey, J-Rock, make sure you clip that part of the show, okay? We need to, play that part. J-Rock, are you there? Oh my god. You like the main event of WrestleMania Night 1.
Yeah.
Do you got anything to add to Mark's comments about WrestleMania?
I mean, I did that last week.
With Mark? You didn't do that with Mark last week.
I didn't do it with Mark last week, but not last week, but last show. Like,
I know. I was just asking, like, do you agree with his opinions about WrestleMania?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. All right, not to bring up a sore subject with me, but what did you think of the Fiend whole match there, Mark?
I was so far there, and it's rare that I'm gobsmacked to lost for words. I was just lost for words, like, what is this?
Exactly, that is exactly how I was. I was like,
and I was just there, just chuckling away to myself and all that. Black paint or whatever it was fell from Alexa Bliss's forehead. I was like, what is this?
Exactly. I know. And then one RKO, 1, 2, 3. You're like, wow. So
I did have to throw for Randy Orton, though. They put him with Matt Riddle, who just gets on my tit. I just want to stamp on his feet. I don't know what put. I mean, well, what's he done to deserve that?
I don't. I'm not a particular big fan of Matt Riddle either. So.
Oh, this bro in shorts as tight as my wallet. I mean, I'll pass.
You know why he doesn't wear wrestling boots?
What's that?
Do you know why he doesn't wear wrestling boots?
No, why is that?
Because he thought they were too expensive. That is literally the reason. Like a pair of like good wrestling boots, he was like talking about was like $500 or something like that, and he didn't want to spend the money, so he wanted to go barefoot.
Well, I just know if I was a wrestler, I would just still stamp on toes.
Yeah, right. I know. So, anyway, so J-Rock was saying during the show, I told you this earlier when we were on a little break there. You owe J-Rock a jersey.
Yeah, I am a man of my word.
And Oscar.
And Oscar, I'm a man of my word.
Damn, if we would have got Russell Wilson, you would have owed me a jersey too, damn it.
I do have to. I was A little disappointed that Christian didn't win the belt as well.
Christian?
Sorry. I mean Edge. Sorry, I mean Edge.
You mean Edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, you bring the guy back, who is the Royal Rumble,
yeah.
You push him as far as you possibly can, and just kind of crap all over him.
Well...
That's what they do.
Mark, Roman Reigns is literally the best character he's the only champion that I can remember me being like, who is going to beat this guy? I will be completely shocked if he loses. Like, Brock has lost a few times, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Roman has too, but this new character of Roman Reigns is so unbeatable. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Roman Reigns is still champion at WrestleMania. The next WrestleMania, obviously. And it's that good.
He's a little bit of... I'm not a fan of his promos, though. He's like a whiny, happy dog in his promos. I would just come out there and trash talk him like crazy.
You always say that, but... That's why they put Paul Heyman with him. Paul Heyman he can talk trash like nobody else, but Roman Reigns has got that, he's got kind of like that, I don't know, he's just got it where he can talk in like this monotone manner. And it's just like, he is the head of the table. And like the way he talks and just, he can say little, but I get what he's saying. Like, he is the head of the table. Acknowledge him, you know, like wreck everyone and leave. Just like his t-shirts say, like, I think his character is so amazing. Like, he might be my favorite wrestler right now.
Wow, above Seth Rollins?
Well, I always love Seth Rollins, but this just the character that Roman Reigns is playing right now is just so far above what anybody else is doing right now in pro wrestling. It's not even funny.
Well, I haven't watched SmackDown for a while, so I've been busy with other things, but I guess we'll have to see.
Well, the Daniel Bryan Roman Reigns match that happened last night was really, really good. And sometimes, and this is going to be a shocker, I can't believe that SmackDown and Raw are from the same company, because SmackDown is just so enjoyable to watch. Like, so enjoyable.
And Raw's a chore.
And Raw can be a challenge sometimes. And I think it's just because it's 3 hours. I think that's why. But SmackDown is so good. So, anyway, J-Rock, I don't want to leave you out of this, man. Anything to add to this?
Okay, so Raw is like one of the bottom of the barrel shows right now. I can't watch it. So, like, you know, for me, it's Dynamite and then SmackDown. I watch SmackDown. SmackDown is light years better than Raw. I mean, Raw doesn't. It could be an hour and a half, and it still would be. I don't know.
I think if it was 2 hours, it would be a lot more enjoyable. It's just like 3 hours to watch a program is just like it's just a lot to handle.
I think what I can say about Raw is that if I've ever seen a little docile and sleepy, and I can't sleep because I'm excited about something, like a tasty bit of crumpet or a nice hot bird,
uh-huh.
I watch Raw for 10 minutes. I'm literally out like...
Well, shit. I literally think because it's 3 hours, like, you know, coming in, it's 3 hours, and you're like, oh, here I go. I'm hunkering down. And 3 hours. 3 hours is a lot to watch.
And they're going to have the best part till the very end, so you have to literally try and stay awake for the whole show in case you miss something in between. What rarely happens.
I know. You got to suffer through the women's tag team title shit to get to the good stuff. I get it. So.
How long was Nitro? 3 hours, right?
Well, it became 3 hours, but
It was an hour and a half for a long time, wasn't it, Nitro?
It was just an hour to begin with, but then it jumped to 2 hours. But yeah, I mean, but Nitro had the great cruiserweights to like you know, the amazing cruiserweights to fill in the time between when the NWO showed up and Diamond Dallas Page showed up.
And Goldberg. You
know? Goldberg, yeah. So yeah, anyway, so Mark, it has been amazing to talk to you again. I've missed talking to you. We don't have.
Oh, Captain! Yeah. I meant to ask you, like, what kind of kids do you teach? Because I heard of a kid whacked you at school. What kind of kids are they?
I am in the special education area.
I figured it was, because my son's a slapper when he gets upset.
Uh huh. So yeah, I love my job. I love the kids I work with. You know, sometimes I gotta guard my nuts. But, you know, it's all good.
I figured it was, because those kids can get a bit slappy when they get upset and they don't know they're doing it. I figured it was.
Yeah, and not like, I never like to get serious on the Mega Power Hour, but I have before. Good God, I have before. But, like, I work one-on-one with a student who is 6 years old. His mom and dad did meth while he was in the womb, and so that messed him up bad mentally. So he's like intellectually he's 2 years old, and
oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, so he's in a kindergarten class, he's 6 years old, but intellectually he's two. And so like when he gets upset, like
he just goes absolutely crazy.
Yeah, like a two-year-old does. Yeah, so I so I gotta, you know, work with that. But you know, I love it, it's rewarding and all that good stuff. So all that.
Yeah, I've really been on the end of a few slaps myself over the last 11 years, and these kids are pretty tough. They don't know how tough they are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
True that, yep.
You are right, sir. So, all right, Mark. Well, next time we have phone calls, and hopefully it's next show, please call in again, because I do love talking to Mark.
Of course, well, I'll clear my diary just for you guys.
All right, and we will have you on the show again very soon.
All right, magic.
All right, buddy. All right, we'll
talk to you later. All right, now, right, fellas.
Later.
Hard not to love that guy.
Yeah. You work with kids that don't take no crap, apparently. So.
You what?
That you work with kids that don't take any crap.
Oh, they don't take nothing from me. So. No. Anyway.
I kind of like relate because, you know, my co-host, you know, pitches a fit like a two-year-old.
So. I am a two-year-old. Yes, I am very, yes. Mm-hmm. You FaceTimed me last night at a bar last night, too, and that proved it.
Yeah, let's not even talk about that. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. So, anyway, we keep getting sidetracked. Chris Jericho, AEW's own Chris Jericho, was on Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast on the WWE Network. You watched it, my friend. I watched the first. There was two episodes of it, wasn't there? Or was there?
No, I think it was just 1 2-hour episode.
Okay, I don't think I watched it all. So what did you think of Jericho being on the WWE Network?
I mean, I thought it was good because, you know, both of them know each other, and you know, apparently they're friends, and I like hearing Jericho talk off. I mean, not off camera, but like about his life.
Yeah.
No, you know, no kayfabe going on or whatever.
Right.
I think he's like one of the most relatable dudes, like wrestlers I could think of. You know.
Yep. I've read a couple of his books and everything. Like I'm a big fan of Chris Jericho, and that's why it like killed me that he went to AEW. But
yeah, like Jericho was almost the same kid as me, like growing up, basically. I mean, you know, Canadian and whatnot, but like he liked heavy metal, you know, and he didn't like school all that much. I wasn't crazy about school, but you know, I can relate to Jericho.
Yeah. He seemed like he was into, yeah, like you just said, rock and roll, and he was just kind of like, about school, but it just seemed like he had like a good time wherever he went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows how to have fun.
So was there anything that he said during the interview with Stone Cold that like really like sparked your interest or were like, oh wow, like?
No, I mean, it's been so long ago. So we've been meaning to talk about this for a while. We just kept forgetting it. So, I mean, it was like what, almost a month ago that it happened?
Yeah, right.
It was almost a month ago. It's like, I can't really remember
everything you know, he said.
Yeah.
It's surreal to see Chris Jericho on WWE TV again, though, isn't it? And I was like, wow, like he's on AEW and he's talking about AEW. And this is on the WWE network talking to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I mean, Stone Cold got the okay with it.
Yeah. He texted McMahon twice about it. McMahon and Jericho have a good relationship. I remember reading in one of his books that he was going to meet. They were in New York City, so they were at the Madison Square Garden. And Chris Jericho is a big fan of the Rolling Stones, and so is Vince McMahon. And he had a chance to meet not Mick Jagger, but who's the guitar player? He's
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. And Raw started in like 3 or 4 hours, right? And so he's like, he was nervous to ask McMahon if he could go to another place and meet Keith Richards. And McMahon was like, yeah, go ahead. Just make sure you're back. And, you know, like, and he went and met Keith Richards and, you know, all that stuff. And so I know McMahon and Jericho have a good relationship. So, you know, I remember in Jericho's New Japan days, you know, Vince, you know, wanted him back. And I don't remember who he kind of left heat with. Obviously, it wasn't Kenny Omega. It was a Japanese wrestler. And McMahon tweeted him, or not tweeted him, but texted him. I was like, why did you leave with heat? Like, you know, like, what are you doing? And Jericho just kind of like made him feel at ease with it. Like, oh, it's nothing. You know, I'm just leaving with heat. That's all I'm doing. Like, and McMahon was like, okay. So, but, yeah. So McMahon and Jericho got a good relationship. So I guess it didn't really surprise me that McMahon was okay with Jericho being on the show.
Yeah. Next it'll be Tony Khan and Vince McMahon with a round table sit down.
I would love that. Like, I would honestly love that.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would, because McMahon would own that mark.
No, no way. He could bring up all kinds of, you know, dark secrets and stuff and skeletons he pushed in the closet for so many years.
Yeah, I heard the rumors about Tessa Blanchard signing with AEW.
Yeah, I heard about that too. I don't know if it's going to happen, though. But
I don't remember the exact episode, but I remember talking to you about that and be like, oh, no, Tessa Blanchard. Tony Khan would never sign Tessa Blanchard, never, because of her past.
I don't think I said never, number one.
I think you were pretty stuck up about it.
No, the rumors were she was going to WWE first.
Yeah, no. But WWE's got a conscience, and it doesn't seem like...
Oh, got a conscience. Okay, sure. The same people that sent Mickey James her gear in a garbage bag.
Can we talk about that for a second? Can we talk about that for 1 second?
Yeah, I want you to, like, you know, screw this to where you think it's okay to get your shit in a garbage bag from your, you know, whatever employer.
Okay. So, obviously...
Let's do it like this. Say the school fires you on the spot and you can't be on the premises anymore and they send you your shit in a garbage bag. Are you going to be like, wow, that was very nice of them? How are you going to respond?
Like,
Would you feel okay with that?
Well, here's the thing.
No, would you feel okay? No problem. That doesn't hurt my, you know, work feelings at all that I put into this company.
They
yes or no,
Jared.
Yes or no? Answer.
No, Jared. Hold on.
No. Just answer the question, and then we'll talk about it.
If they sent me stuff back. If I had so much stuff, they sent it in a box, in a garbage bag.
No, it wasn't in a box.
It was in a box. Yes, it was. They can't just mail a garbage bag. It was in a box.
It's WWE, dude. They got air freight. They could.
No. It was in a box. And then she opened the box, and it was in a garbage bag.
Yeah, it was in a garbage bag. It's still in a garbage bag.
Okay, but it was in a garbage bag, but it's not like But like, she had so much shit there. Like, what other big bag is there to put it in? Like, did just put it in the box? Would that have been better?
Look, if your job did that to you, how would you feel? That's just all I'm asking you.
I would feel. I would feel. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know how you would feel.
How would I feel?
I know how you would feel, just like how anybody else would feel. That's kind of a crappy thing to do.
Well,
that's all there is to it.
You know, I was originally thinking like, okay, like WWE is a bajillion-dollar company. Like, they probably could have done that a little better, you know, a little more respectful. I mean, Mickie James isn't some run-of-the-mill, you know, wrestler. You know, she's kind of a big deal. She's like a 6 or 7-time world champion, you know, and she's, you know, undoubtedly will be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
If she, I guess maybe
she will.
Will they give her an induction through a garbage bag?
Well, no.
Here's your ring, and we got to open up and it's in a garbage bag.
No.
So who did that? Because I know they got fired.
Mark Serrano was his name. He got fired.
Okay.
Triple H and Stephanie McMahon tweeted about it. They were embarrassed about it. And you know, I just don't know what. And like Triple H and Stephanie acknowledging it, you know, is like puts something on it where they, yeah, this was a little ridiculous that somebody like Mickie James got a garbage bag full of her stuff. But yeah,
it's sad though that they had to tweet something out for you to agree with them.
I was just like, she got her stuff back. Like she didn't want WWE duffel bags full of stuff. And do they have just a plethora of WWE duffel bags in Tampa, like right there? Like, is that what they have?
They have a plethora of every damn thing.
I don't know, Matt, if they company. Have that. I don't know that.
Yeah, sure. Okay, your school that you work for, you don't think they have double duffel bags of the mascot or whatever the crap that school is called? You don't think they have bags?
I can guarantee you they don't.
Yes, they do. You're crazy.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
You know, they have bags of the school name that you work for and the mascot for it. Stop being...
They don't.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
No, they don't. You don't work I'm sure they do. Work at.
I go to local stores here and see bags with the local high school here because they have a badass football team.
Jera, if your company fired you, would they send your shit back in duffel bags with their emblem on it?
Yes.
Do they have duffel bags with their stuff?
They will tell me to come get my stuff and I'd go get it, obviously, but you know, COVID restrictions and whatnot. But no, they would just probably throw it out.
Okay, so WWE didn't tell her, well, go get your shit yourself, and they didn't throw it out. They sent it back to her.
Hey, just throw it out. If it's, I mean, saying for me, if my stuff was being mailed to me, I said, just throw it out. I don't need it.
I can't believe that Mickie James had that much stuff, to be honest with you.
She's a woman. What do you expect?
I mean, I know, but she just left it there, and she hasn't been on TV for a long time. So it was like,
because she didn't think she was going to get cut. She didn't think she was going to get released.
I don't know how she didn't think that when she hasn't been on TV since forever.
I don't know either.
She's a
legend's name, you know? She's not a legend, but technically she is a legend.
Yeah. So, let's see. We talked about Mickie James. We talked about Chris Jericho on the Stone Cold's podcast.
Yeah.
WWE News. Let's see. I'm trying to think of any news, like WrestleMania Backlash, which I think is kind of weird that they're calling it WrestleMania Backlash. Just call it Backlash, Vince. Don't overthink this shit.
There's not really any. I don't know. Is there any WWE news?
I mean, we got Braun Strowman in the championship match with Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. So. I'll tell you right now, Braun Strowman's going to take that pin. I don't know. I've said before in the show, I'm not a fan of triple threat matches. But yeah, so I don't know. My excitement for WrestleMania Backlash is kind of non-existent. I'll still watch it. I'm sure it'll be a good show and entertain me and stuff like that. But like, I don't expect the championship match to end in a title change. If it was just McIntyre versus Lashley, I would think that Lashley, you know, has a really good chance of winning. But since they added Bobby Lashley, I don't think that's possible. So, anyway.
Right. So, did they ever explain, like, what's going on with your favorite Alexa Bliss character? What's going on with that?
Well, yes, they have. She's, oh, God. T-Rock, like, you asked me, like, the most complicated questions, like, halfway through the show. Like, uh-huh. You're like, uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. They did. They've done it a little bit. Like, she's her own person. She's broken free from the Fiend.
Fiend doesn't have his powers, right? Alexa has it.
Alexa has the powers currently.
Which there's really no power. He has his powers.
God.
So basically, just like every woman, she sucks the man's soul.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Kidding, but yes. I know she has a little doll, right? A little freaky looking doll thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to go with. Name yes. Lily. What's Lily's deal? Is it possessed? Does it have some kind of entity in it?
Yes.
That the Fiend can go and capture and get another power back, and then we can have like a clash of like Kong, Godzilla with a bunch of supernatural powers, and they're just going at each other with it.
Yes.
That would be so awesome.
I think that's what it is.
That's great.
Yeah, I know.
Can't wait for it to happen.
Like, I'm so kind of just like, you know, disappointed in how they did the Fiend in the WrestleMania thing. But anyway, J-Rock, we haven't done our commercial break yet.
Okay.
I think this is probably a good time to do the commercial breaks. We'll get them out of the way. And we'll come right back with more Mega Power Hour. And we're going to talk about the AEW.
Enjoy these commercial messages.
All right.
Summer's here. So that means it's time for beach trips, grilling out, and fun in the sun, all while enjoying a cold, crisp Huggins Hard Seltzer. Huggins Hard Seltzer has 0 calories, which means that you can be a dick to people and not gain weight. 0 carbs and 0 taste, but a revoked man carb. So try one today, Huggins Hard Seltzer. You moan when you drink it.
Do you ever often wonder how come there's not enough videos of people eating corn seductively and erotically? But look no further, I had the place just for you. Cornhub.com. Yes, Cornhub.com. View our hundreds of videos of people eating corn front ways, sideways, from the back, front and back. And also view through our categories such as hardcore corn, softcore corn, girl on girl corn, stepmom corn, and Asian corn. What are you waiting for? Hurry now. It's getting corny up in here.
We talked about the WWE. Do you got any idea what's going on with the AEW?
Well, you haven't been watching. That's pretty sad. But anyway, no, last week, I think the last two Dynamites, Darby Allin has main evented the Dynamites.
Oh, wow. That brings views to the TVs.
I mean, you complain about there's no young stars, and there's young stars, and Darby is kind of a draw.
Is he?
Yeah, people like Darby.
Okay, I can get behind that.
God, he needs to gain weight though. But you know, that's
he's a small dude, isn't he?
That's my old school mentality. Like, he needs to put on at least like freaking 15, 20 pounds. But he finds a way to scale out and, you know, win these matches. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Brian Cage beat Hangman Page, which I wasn't shocked by it, but I was just like, well, you know, Brian Cage does need a big win, and that was a big win.
Brian Cage beat who? Hangman Page?
Yeah, yeah.
Dang. That is it. Because Hangman Page is he's a legit wrestler.
Yeah, Hangman is good. He was the number one contender for the rankings and whatnot, whatever. But Brian Cage beat him. And Team Taz needed a win, like in a bad, bad way. So,
yeah.
Like, I mean, that did, like, I wasn't shocked. I was just like, well, that's kind of the right move, I guess. But, you know, who are you going to line up to face Omega at, I think, it's Revolution?
Who?
I don't know.
Like, here's the thing with my guy, Roman Reigns. I can't think of a guy that can dethrone Roman Reigns. Who do you think is going to dethrone Kenny Omega?
I don't know. I would say it's so hard because the dude's got like a bazillion belts right now. So
yeah, he won the TNA belt, didn't he? Impact belt.
Yeah, he beat Rich Swan. And got the Impact belt. And they haven't really done anything with the women in TNA and Impact. You know, that was kind of disappointing. I thought we would see something like that. But all they got of it was like Good Brothers. And then they formed the Bullet Club, you know, reformed it with, you know, Bucks and Good Brothers and Omega.
Yeah.
But, God, dude, I don't know. Maybe Archer. That would be a pretty, you know, him, Omega Hangman would be a great match. They've done it before, but it would still be a banger.
Okay.
Brian Cage, I would like to see that. I don't know how their styles would mix, so that would be, you know, kind of intriguing.
You would like to see Brian Cage win the AEW title?
I would like to see Brian Cage with some kind of belt that's not the FTW, because I don't know if they're trying to rebrand it now. Like, is it actually going to mean something? It's got to mean something.
Where's John Moxley?
Him and Kingston are basically a duo right now.
So they're like they're a tag team now.
They're basically a duo going against the Bullet Club, or whatever you want to call it, against the Bucks and Good Brothers and Omega.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing now. I think Archer needs he needs a belt.
Lance Archer needs a belt.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like, I don't know who's going to beat Darby for the TNT title. I mean, like, literally anybody can beat Darby for the title, but it's got to make sense.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is your deal here. I don't know. I would think Darby Allin is he's probably the biggest star that AEW has made that hasn't already been a star. Don't you agree?
Hangman wasn't really like a star.
Well, where did Hangman come from? He came from Ring of Honor or New Japan?
I think he was hanging around with the Bullet Club too in Japan.
Okay, because I had heard of him. I've heard of him before, but I had never heard of Darby Allin.
Well, I think Jericho and Hangman had a page. I mean, had a match. Not bad. It was either Jericho and Hangman or Omega and Hank. I can't remember. This is before. This was like one of AEW's like first pay-per-views, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember because like I didn't know who Hangman was.
Okay, I'd heard of Hangman Page, and I don't know why I've heard of Hangman Page.
Yeah, he was with the Elite. All right, let's call it that, with the Elite, with Cody and the Bucks.
Cody hasn't even been on the show lately, has he?
And Omega, he reappeared this past Wednesday, and he's got a feud with his buddy QT Marshall, and they were on top of a bus kind of going at it.
Uh-huh.
And QT Marshall has like a stable. He's got like his own like hill stable now.
Yeah. Just like everybody else in AEW. Everybody,
I know how much you love stables so much.
I love stables, but not every single person has to be in a stable.
Well, turning him heel, I mean, it's something to do with him. Like, he's just kind of there. So, you know, maybe this helps him out. But he's got this one cat named Anthony Ogogo. He's like a British fighter. He was like a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this finisher where, like, he hits you in the gut, like a liver shot. And then you're just done. They just call the match.
Mm.
And he talks like Mark.
Does he really?
Yeah. And they call him the governor.
Oh, my God.
Hey, governor, hit you with a liver shot, and you're going down like a stroke crumpet.
Yeah. So
but, the first time I saw him, like, do the little gut shot, I was like, man, that's weakish. You know, like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But then, like, he didn't even wind up. But then I go back and watch it. He did wind up. So I can – I don't know. I don't know about letting it pass, but at least he did wind up. I was mistaken. I was like, he didn't wind up for shit, but he did. Yeah.
Okay. So, and AEW, since NXT has been not competing with them, they have been over a million views. Like, they've in the Nielsen ratings, they've done over a million views. Does that surprise you?
Who?
Two weeks in a row, right?
No, they didn't hit 1 million last Wednesday. President Biden was on that at the same time. They hit
They didn't?
No, they hit like 88.
Oh.
Yeah.
The
week before they hit 1.1 and they hit 1.2.
I was in my car today. I was driving. And obviously cuz I was in a car. And I got behind this guy, a big pickup truck, right? And on the back of it, it says "Fuck Biden." And then on the other side, it said, "Four doors for more whores."
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, like, what kind of dude is this? Like, he loves politics so much that he had to put "fuck Biden" on his truck, right? Well, imagine caring that much about politics that you put on. It was just, I mean, he spent, I bet this truck was a $30,000 truck, maybe 40. And he has "fuck Biden" on the back of his truck. And then on the side, he has "four doors for more whores." Like, right. Like, I just think whoever was driving that truck, no, like I didn't vote for Biden, but I'm just like, what is wrong with you that you need to put that on your truck and that you need to say "four doors for more whores"? That makes me think that this dude never gets laid. But he wants to give the impression that he does get laid. Your thoughts, J-Rock?
I mean, I'm just glad you guys got rednecks in Iowa because I thought that was just a Southern thing. Apparently.
Oh, God. Like, that was – I took a picture of it. Like, it's pretty rare to see that kind of stuff, but
right.
It's just like, wow. Like, even the people that were saying "fuck Trump," like, I was like, God, like, you care – that much about politics to put that shit on your car? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It's just kind of fashionable these days to pick a side and go with it.
Yeah.
There's a few people I know around here that I work with or whatever, and they're from like up in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And they were telling me, it's like, there's more rednecks up there than there is down here. I'm like, get out of here. And he's like, no, it's true. I don't know if it's true, but he's like, I see a lot of rebel flags up north. I'm like, how is that even possible?
I don't see that many rebel flags up north.
This is in Indiana. And I've been in the South my whole, I don't care about a damn rebel flag, bro. I never have. I never will. I'm just never going to.
Yeah.
Never going to be my thing.
No. No. And like, it's like, I'm sorry, but if you fly the Confederate flag, I mean, you're kind of like, it's kind of a little racist. I mean, come on. Like, you're literally flying the flag for this Southern states that tried to desegregate from the United States and become their own country. Like, you're really behind that. You know, you know what the South was fighting for, and that was keeping Black people as slaves. And you are putting that on your truck and you're flying that flag. Like, don't come at with me like it's tradition and not racism. Don't give me that shit. Because that's
right.
It's racism. Like,
there's
I'm sorry.
People up north that have that and believe in that, though. That's what trips me out.
The Confederate flag?
Yes.
I know. It's weird. It's really weird. Like, yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either, bro. And I lived out here, and there's people, it's Southern tradition. No, man. No, it's just, let's pretend like it never existed. All right.
Exactly. It's a black eye on the United States. It is. Like, the Confederate flag is, you know, it's bad. It's not good. So
basically, yeah.
I'm so drunk, by the way.
You've invested in
Dogecoin. Yes, I did. Yes. It has gone through its ebbs and flows, but I'm keeping that puppy because I really believe it's going to be at least $2 by 22.
Woo! So it's hitting like 40 cents right now.
Yeah, it's going up.
It's crazy.
Not to be into politics or not, but our wonderful president Joe Biden has put like a 43% tax on the crypto coin, and that's why it kind of dipped. And so did Bitcoin. Bitcoin dipped big time this past week.
Right.
It's recovered, and I'm not sure why it's recovered because I'm not that smart. But I know that Dogecoin and Bitcoin dropped a lot because President Biden put some kind of, you know, like tax rate on it. So, you know, but it's going up again. So I'm, you know, whatever.
So here's the deal. Someone at my job told me about it. So like I bought some shares, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they were like at 30 cent, 28 cent or something. And it was measly. It was like 30 bucks worth or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I told my woman about it, right? She's like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. And she's like, how about, you know, I give you 100 and you put 70 more in it. It's 200 bucks. And it's like, you know, certain amount of shares.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. Yeah. All right. Cool. I can do that.
Yeah.
Then like, what was the app? So share the app. So I sent her the app right on her phone. She downloads the app.
Yes.
She buys 500 bucks worth of Doge last night.
She bought 500 bucks?
Yes. She put 500 bucks, like 2,000 shares in it.
Wow.
And yeah, it's just going up. So
yeah, it is. It's almost at 39 cents right now.
Yeah, it's pushing 40. So
yeah.
See, she wants to sell quick when it hits, but I want to keep what I got. So I'm, you know.
Oh, I'm keeping this shit. Like, yeah. I've got like 45 bucks invested in it. Like, I'm just keeping it. And then if it goes up, it goes up. You know, like, that's great.
Yeah, but you also got like other great investments because, you know, you got all that great money.
That great money. I'd like, what great investments? So like, what?
That great money.
Yeah, got that money.
But yeah, I mean, it's addicting to like go on that app and check it and see where you're at, whatever. But she's doing it like every second.
Oh God, you can't do that because that'll drive you nuts.
She's doing it every second. I was like, man, you're hooked. You're hooked.
Yep.
But you know, hey.
Yes, sir. So, okay, so we got the AEW news. I think I was pretty cordial about AEW this time, don't you think? Yeah. Mainly because I've been off the Twitter, so I haven't been like really keeping up on what's really been going on.
No, you like to go in and get your shots in, though.
Well, yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Go in and get your shots, and then
yeah. Okay, so we got the wrestling. We got the wrestling out of the way. We got
wait. Blood and Guts next Wednesday.
What's Blood and Guts?
Blood and Guts. That was the pay-per-view. That was the show they were going to do before the COVID hit. It was going to be like it was going to be in New Jersey or something. I think Brody was going to like debut there, but they had to cancel it.
Oh.
Yeah. So now Blood and Guts is like a 2-hour long. It's not a 2-hour long match. There's like a couple other matches in there.
Mm-hmm.
But Pinnacle versus Inner Circle. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a lot of blood, a lot of ass whippings.
Mm-hmm.
And Jericho cut, you know, almost a flawless promo last Wednesday.
Jericho did?
Yeah, dude's like a machine.
Yeah.
As far as talking, he's so good.
Hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, Jericho is amazing. Like, that's why I'm so butthurt about him being an AEW. But anyway, so, you know, I'm excited to get to this next thing that we've got, J-Rock, because J-Rock texts me, is like, oh, he's so like big and important now, like I don't have time to come up with a question for our listeners. And I'm like, oh wow, like J-Rock is just like the super important guy.
No, dude, it's been a hectic turnover and a hectic week. I mean, come on, you gotta come up every now and then.
Like J-Rock is just like he like basically texts me, he's like, listen, Michael John, like I'm like head of the table, Roman Reigns now, and like you come up with the question because I've got so much business to take care of.
It wasn't business. It's just like the day gets away from me, and I didn't even do a Photoshop to even hype up the show. So
yeah, I sent you a great one, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's debatable, but it was okay. I was trying to line up a guest. It didn't fall through. It's like usually when we get a guest lineup, I like to, you know, include them in it, but it didn't really happen, so I didn't really do it. And then Friday's get away from me because, you know, that's our overtime day, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Then, like, I get off at lunchtime, and then I'm just done. I go home. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do a workout, and I get home, and I don't do shit because I'm just so drained.
Okay.
You know? I did one today. I did a workout today.
Good.
That's the first time in a few weeks I've done one.
I've been working out with my 13-year-old son, which, like, ever since he was a baby, I was like, oh, my God. And when he turns 13, I'm going to work out with him. And he's working out. He's doing great. It's just, like, it's surreal to me that I'm working out with my son. You know, we did chest day today. He went up in weight today and everything like that. And it was just like, you know, I love it. And, you know, and he's amazed by the weight I can do. So it's kind of like, it's an ego booster to me. And then like,
you got old strength now.
What'd you say?
Old man strength.
The old man strength. Right. And then like, you know, just like being with him and lifting weights, it's a good thing. And okay. So Carson, you're doing amazing. Okay. So J-Rock, can we move on to the question that I came up with that you were too important to come up with?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
Take all the credit for this segment too, by the way.
I said like, okay, you got your playlist, right? And, you know, maybe you're with your friends and you're like, you play your playlist, but you want to skip a couple songs because you don't want your friends to know that you're listening to this song sometimes.
Uh-huh.
What song on your playlist would you be embarrassed to play in front of your buddies, you know? We had a good response, you know, to that. J-Rock, do you have any that you would be embarrassed about to play in front of your hardcore buddy? Like if Monk came over, would you be embarrassed to play anything in front of him that's on your playlist?
No, like honestly, like Monk is probably, he's got comparable music taste than you know, just like me basically. But I'm not embarrassed about what I listen. I'm 44. I'm not embarrassed about anything. Like I guess.
Yeah, but you could go, but you do, but you're like into super like heavy metal, like Satan's coming off the ground and stuff like that. But then you don't have any like Boys to Men or anything like that on your playlist. No,
it changes like whatever mood I'm in. I can't listen to death metal all day, every day. I would be this angry person all the time. You can't do that.
Right.
You got to mix it up. So like I'll listen to like some, you know, 80s pop or something. You know, I was never into like NXS or Duran Duran when I was a kid, but I mean, I am now. I like those bands.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like the newer stuff, like people give me, well, not people. Some people give me crap because I like Riff Raff, the rapper.
Riff Raff, the rapper?
Yeah. I like Riff
Raff. Never heard of him.
Well, I mean, I would say check it out, but, you know, whatever. He looks kind of ridiculous, so people don't take him seriously. I think that's the whole shtick. But he's done different collaborations with other rappers that I like that, you know, I don't know. It's just what I like. So
they
get about it, but that's fine. But I'm not going to stop listening to him.
Right. So you would be embarrassed to listen to Duran Duran and play
it. You know what? If I had a dollar every time you played this song on a show, I'd have like $5.
But you said Duran Duran, so what am I supposed to do? Not play Come Undone?
That's 90s Duran Duran. It's not the same. You gotta play 80s Duran Duran. Wild Boys, Girls on Film, stuff like that.
Girls on Film?
Yes.
Sounds pretty 80-ish. Nope. Nope. That's horrible. Nope.
Girls on Film. You just watch the video. It's a great video.
Sounds that was awful. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
That's not awful.
Okay, do you wanna know some I guess do you wanna know what mine is?
You're not embarrassed about Nickelback or Taylor Swift or Savage Garden. What are you embarrassed about?
Savage Garden is amazing, by the way, and so is Nickelback and stuff like that. So, I like a little bit of country music every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any? Do you like country music at all?
I like old stuff. I like Johnny Cash and
But like. Do you like any new age country music?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so I've been listening to this song by Eric Church. It's called Springsteen. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard it, yeah.
See, is this got like a nice like little
You can turn it off. You can turn that off now.
Okay. So I've got some country songs on my playlist that not very many because I'm not the biggest country music fan, but some of the music like gets me, you know what I mean?
Right. Just need to go ahead and get that Rebel Flag sticker and put your truck there, but
No.
Here's the thing about country, like that song you just played. That guy is just describing what this girl is wearing and what she has on, right?
Yeah,
that's it. Mm-hmm. That's all he's doing.
Exactly. Yes.
She's standing there with high heel boots.
Yes.
Know, dark shades and a Newport in her mouth. You know, it's just like, yeah, bro. We know she's a chick. They wear stuff. They wear stuff.
Yeah.
But there was someone back in the day that used to work with me as a young kid, and he went to go see Florida Georgia Line. You ever heard of him?
Oh my God, are you serious? I have like 4 songs of them.
Okay. Well, he's like, I'm going to this concert. I'm like, oh man, I won't be caught dead at concert. And then you know, he went and he came back and I was like, how was it? He's like, oh, it was life changing. I'm like, that's a horrible life if it changed it, bro. You know?
Yeah.
If that concert changed your life, that's pretty bad.
I've heard people describe the Georgia Line as the nickel.
So that's why you like them?
I guess. They actually do have some pretty good songs. Hold on just one second. This is fun to me. I love playing music on the show.
Yeah, we're going to get sued by every artist.
Well, we haven't yet. It's a good thing that you came up with the new riffs, you know.
Because I started playing our own intros now. At least we're like halfway, you know, through not being sued.
Right. Oh, this is how we roll. Hold on, just a second, J-Rod. We got this going on. This is my country music. Hold on. You like this so far?
No, I don't.
Mixtape's got a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you think. See, like, you can kind of get that it's a good song, right?
No, it's not a good song.
Then this is how we roll. Okay. Oh, stop playing. Hold on, this one. Okay, there we go. Okay. Do you want me to get feedback and
yeah, because I don't want to listen to pop country music, and I'm pretty sure that one they would have done.
Just making him so angry right now. Okay. Space Lions Bear says my playlists are epic, and you know what? I 100% believe that out of that guy.
Yeah, I believe it.
There is not a bad song on that guy's playlist.
I think he's in a band called Triple Jack.
Triple Jack?
I think maybe. Don't quote me on. I think his band's name is Triple Jack.
God, I would love to see him play in person.
Yeah, like he's. Well, he had a sound check with a guitar on Twitter on a video. Sound really smooth.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. God, he's so cool. Okay, so next one is the Ultimate Moyer. We love Danny.
Yeah, but yeah. Let me clear the air. Like, I forget the tag Danny because like he really don't interact with us that much.
He's in and out.
He's in and out. So like when I'm tagging people for the show, dude, I'm sorry. I just forget. I forget to tag like
right
a handful of people. I'm sorry. Right. My bad. Okay,
so his. Is Avril Lavigne Losing Grip? And you know what? I don't know if I've ever heard the song. Let's hear it just real quick, J-Rock.
Are you aware of what you make me feel, baby? Right now I feel invisible to you.
All right, we can stop.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to play the whole song, bro? We can't play the whole song.
Well, I know, but I wanted to get a little bit of the words in. You know, like that song didn't speak to me, but you know that doesn't mean that it doesn't speak to him. So I'll, you know, Ultimate Moyer, that wasn't for me, but a lot of my songs probably aren't for you either. So you're good to go, my friend. What do you think?
Who else you got? Man, Avril Lavigne. Yeah.
Let's see. At Aaron Crying. The Chorus, Breathless. I think I remember this song. Let's just play a little tidbit of this. The Chorus. I think they're an Irish band. And Breathless. Yes, it's their number one song. Oh, my gosh. Leave me breathless. You remember this song, J-Rock?
I don't think so.
I think pretty much everyone. Yeah, it gets you going.
Yeah, you know? I don't think I've heard that.
Oh, you should listen to it. Then he's got John Legend, Ordinary People, Alicia Keys, Fallen, and the Chorus, Breathless. So there we go. Okay, our buddy Buck has had a wonderful suggestion, or one of his songs that he's, let's see, Meghan Trainor, boom, like I'm gonna lose myself. Here we go. This is Buck's Guilty. Yeah, this is on his playlist that he would be embarrassed to play in front of his buddies. And honestly, I get why he'd be embarrassed. All good, Buck.
Is that the only song she ever had?
That's not her number one song. It's like I'm Gonna Lose You is her song. I don't really want to play it.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, if you want me to, I will.
No complaints from me.
Okay. Let's see. And then our buddy Mark, he has a guilt, not really a guilty pleasure, but I guess it's the same thing as guilty pleasure, but it's a song he'd be embarrassed to play in front of his playlist. And that is this song.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I've been Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago.
did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Kathmandu.
Okay. So I remember I was in like probably middle school or whatever, and I got the single CD to Cotton Eye Joe, and my dad was like, "Oh, this just have cuss words in it and blah blah blah." I was like, "No, it's like pretty. It's a pretty clean song. For the time that came out, it was a decent song." Yeah.
No, I was in high school when that came out. It was horrible. That's horrible.
Oh God. I
mean, they weren't really rednecks. They were making fun of that genre of music, you know? They were from, like, Europe or some shit.
Were they?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Tristan, our buddy Tristan, says, not really, but I do triple out with my playlist on how diverse it is. Tristan, that's not what everybody thinks of their playlist, though. It's like, it's so diverse. Like, I got this genre to this genre.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just like you don't really have a song you're embarrassed to play in front of people. So I don't know.
No. But, well, you know, when you meet someone new, or whether it be at work or, you know, someone at the gym or whatever, and you're like, what kind of music listening to that? Like, honestly, like, I listen to like everything, and you're like, oh, okay. And then you start playing some of your shit, and they're like, you can tell they're not into it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right.
You can tell they're not into it. So you're not into everything, you know.
They're not.
Everyone likes to say that. Like, honestly, I'm like into everything. It's like, I'm just so well versed in all the music. And yeah. Okay. Well, let me play some of this shit for you.
Right. Okay.
Which you don't like, but you don't say you like every type of genre of music either. So.
Right. I mean, but like, I do like song. I like every genre of music. I'm talking about, like, is classical involved in that? No. Like, I love. Oh, I would say, like, I like more rock songs than rap songs, or like, you know, slower songs or stuff like that. But anyway,
balance.
At Jeff Godman one, great friend of the show. He has a lot of Casey and the Sunshine Band on his playlist that he would be a little afraid to play in front of his friends, and I don't know why, because this song is rocking here on
Captain
the J-Rock Show on 99.7 podcast.
Yeah, Casey.
Right. Everybody knows Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it.
Yeah. They had some hits. They had a lot of hits. The disco era.
Yeah. Just James 86 says he goes from NSYNC to Rob Zombie to Barry White. Wow. Like, there you go. And Mark, he's got some people that I've never heard of. Glenn Medeiros. Have you ever heard of that guy?
No.
Let me just hear what old British Mark has to say about this. Medeiros. If he spelled it right, Medeiros. Okay, it comes up. All right, nothing's going to change my love for you. Here it is. Here's Mark's guilty pleasure, afraid to play it in front of the... Oh, wait a minute. Have I heard this song before? I think I have. Imagine Mark listening to this.
Without you near me,
oh, Mark. Oh, my God. I got to stop. Oh, boy, Mark.
Can you imagine him, you know, playing that song while he's got, like, a foxy crumpet over for a date, and he's making his patented, you know, meal for her?
I know.
You know? And he like just slides the plate over after he's done, and she's like, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah, right. I'm being romantic, playing Glenn Medeiros. Yeah. Nothing's gonna change my mind.
I cook for you, baby.
Yeah,
I got waffles and spaghettios and some chicken tenders. Yeah,
exactly. I got grilled cheese, fish sticks on top of it.
Yeah, hey, if she sticks around and eats that meal, bro, she's the one, and you need to put a ring on her finger. Like ASAP, go to the store and
yep.
Buy her a ring.
Yep. So, anyway, So that was pretty much the end of the questions to the listeners and their music.
Yay.
You're glad that's over?
No, I mean, like, you when all else fails, just talk about music because people love music. They hold it near and dear to their hearts.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. So, we got another, okay, so we're moving on from the music, right?
Yeah, we're not done, like, altogether.
We're not done altogether because we got, our famous sexual fetishes.
Oh, we're back on that then, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to a little bit, right? We got to a little bit.
Let's do a few and that's it.
Okay.
Right, it's almost 10 o'clock, man. Like, we gotta wrap this up.
All right. I mean, let me do it just a couple just to whet people's appetites for it. Chasmophilia is arousal to caverns, crevices, and valleys. Who the fuck is who gets horny over valleys?
I think maybe a view. You know, maybe people.
Okay. Hold on. Melissophilia, arousal to bees and wasps. What?
Jeez.
Kinesmalagenina, arousal to being tickled. Okay.
Okay. Well, look, I can see kind of how that happens. I mean, you're having a little tickle fight with your woman or something, and then, you know, that leads to getting aroused.
Yeah. Oh, this I have. Nebulophilia, arousal to fog. What the fuck?
You have that?
No, I don't have that. Who has that? No one. Fog gets you horny. Get yourself some help.
The fog.
Right. Okay, I'll do one more. Just one more.
Some of these things are made up. I haven't met anyone that has these types of, you know, hang-ups in their in their lives. Because honestly, you know, people tell me a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't tell me, anything like this. I never heard anything like this before.
Neither have I. The last one is xylophilia. You want to know what this is, J-Rock?
Yeah, I'm dying to know. What is it?
It's arousal to wood.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That's got to be like a guy thing, though.
Oh, my God. Arousal to wood. J-Rock, let's end this show before this gets off the fucking rocker. It's already off the rocker, isn't it?
I mean, I can see what's happening. This is a great piece of wood. It would make a great table. Or chair.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Entertainment center.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So, I think we said it all.
Yeah.
I think we've said more than we should have. So, anyway. Thank you for our wonderful sponsors. We got a new sponsor today. I'm pretty excited about that. We're making a lot of money off the Mega Power Hour. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And give us a 5-star frog splash review if you listen to our show. Please do it. J-Rock, any parting words?
No. Just thanks to everybody listening to the show. And we'll try to make it better next time because this is this one kind of not so good.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Thanks for Jeff and Mark calling in. That kind of went out a few times. I think it's still good and I can put it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so not next week, but the week after this midweek, I go for my pre-op for my surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll be thinking about you, and make sure you keep us posted and all that good stuff and all the prayers and all the good thoughts in the world to you, my friend.
I don't want to do all that on, like, social media, but, yeah. I guess after I have my surgery or something, I might post something. So, yeah, appreciate everybody listening to the show, hanging there with us, and still, you know, people been here for day one. We appreciate you. If you're just being a new listener, we still appreciate you. And that's it.
All right, my man. We will see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for listening.
All right.